who one day commanded the voyages of all of the options.
Just a little bit.
Thank you very much.
Now, that you just missed qualifying for the Olympic trials last time you were here. How does this race compare to that one, and what training have you gone through between?
Well, I trained more, and my coach gave me more guidance. When I ran in 87, I didn't have any guidance. I just did my own training, 70 miles a week. And Gardena Valley Runners has a very good coach in the marathon training. And I ran 90 miles a week for the training for like 8 weeks.
How does this compare with your personal best?
As far as time?
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is a PR.
This is your best?
Yes.
So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You can hear it from the fans. Cyrus, what's the challenge of this course as opposed to some of the others you've run?
Well, you know, you get enjoying a downhill, and next thing you know, you're going right back up again. So as soon as you get comfortable with the downhill, another hill arises, and so you have to change your rhythm again. So that makes the course difficult.
A lot of people say that Vail Hill because you're far enough into the race to be warm and suddenly get that big hill. Is that the toughest one for you, or was that the toughest one for you today?
No, that hill didn't bother me too much. That's where I passed some of my opponents, but let alone the race, when the smaller hills worked on me more than the larger ones, because I can settle in on a grind pace up the hill. But the small ones, you got to keep changing rhythm.
Did you have some surprises that there were hills that you didn't really view as hills until you got into them?
Well, I figured once I got to 20 miles, it was all downhill from there, and I got to 22, and there was another hill. And I was getting questioned by the TV. I was about to ask him who threw this other hill in.
Let's check. We have another runner coming in right now. That looks like number 12, Kirk Zander. Kirk Zander, our finisher this time. Now, you had some good competition out there at the beginning, and you just slowly pulled away from them. Where did you make your big move, and did you plan to make your move at that point?
Well, I didn't plan to make my move that early. We made it at 11 miles. Before I knew it, I was up with the lead runners, and I was just running comfortably, but they were coming back to me. And I looked over to my coach because he was standing on the side there, and I asked him what pace. He said, stay on 518. So I just continued at 518 pace, and I pulled away from the pack.
And did that surprise you that you were able to pull away from the pack at that point?
Yes, it did. I had a couple of guys go with me, but after about 3 or 4 miles later, they fell back. But then I realized why. I was running 505. So my coach here thought he was going to kill me.
let's check one more time. Here is our next finisher. Let's check our number. Number 48 winner, Russ Bennett. We'll talk to you in just a moment. He's our first local winner. Debbie, congratulations on the victory. You're from our general manager's hometown. Something special about Pleasant Grove?
You bet.
It's a good training territory.
Wonderful training.
You have a whole bunch of fans behind you over here also, I understand.
And I'll tell you, that sure helped, especially this last mile. It just kind of carried you on in. That was the hardest.
Now, Mary Reisner set the pace early for you, didn't she?
Pardon?
Mary Reisner and Holly Ebert were setting the pace with you out there. That was quite I don't want to say a three-horse race. That isn't proper. Three-woman race going up there.
Yeah, in fact, I thought just Holly was ahead of me, and when we got to about Snow's Canyon, I found out there was somebody else ahead of Holly.
That was probably Mary.
Right. And I didn't catch glimpse of Mary until, probably about 20, 22 miles.
Now, is this your personal best?
My personal best, yes. This is my PR. Yeah.
So you've done the best.
This is it, uh-huh.
Did you anticipate that? Were the feelings that way when you started the race, that you could do your best?
Yes and no. I've kind of been playing with a little bit of a cold, and I didn't know if it was nerves or a cold, and maybe it was more nerves, hopefully.
Now, you were following third down the line. You suddenly saw Holly, you say, about Snow's Canyon?
Well, I kind of had glimpses of Holly most of the race.
And is that about the time you made your move to catch Holly?
I didn't really catch Holly until, probably about 25 miles.
So it was that far into the race before you could take the lead.
Right.
What about Mary Reisner? When did you first see Mary?
I saw Mary probably about 22, 23, and I didn't catch her until about 24.
So it was a late burst.
Right.
Did you have more burst at the end than you thought you would?
Yes, I did. I was very surprised.
You were mentioning that you still can't believe it.
I can't. I didn't believe it until I saw the finish line.
What were your feelings coming through there, realizing you had a best?
Just elation. I couldn't believe it.
What's the next goal for Debbie Hansen?
Hopefully I'd like to, just keep on marathoning. I love it. And I couldn't do it unless it was for my wonderful supportive husband and family that are taking care of my darling two children at home right now.
So they're back in Pleasant Grove and you're down here?
My husband's with me.
Okay, where's the husband? Right
there.
There he is. Let's give the husband a hand.
You bet.
He looks as happy as you do.
He is.
Now, what's your next race, Debbie?
We'll kind of wait and see.
Do you have any goals beyond this? Will you be back next year?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Debbie Hansen, our 1989 women's champion. Debbie Hansen. Congratulations, Debbie.
Thank you.
Russ, grab the microphone real quick here. Russ Bennett of St. George, our number one local finisher. This is your ninth?
Yeah, this is my ninth St. George marathon, my 11th marathon overall.
So you just run St. George and a couple of others, literally.
That's right. Run Boston, Desert News once.
But this is fun for you, I think.
Yeah, I really enjoy this marathon. This best marathon in the country.
Now, it seems to be getting better every year for you.
Well, this year is a little bit slower than last year, but... towards later stages of the race, I felt a little better than last year.
So this is more fun for you?
Yeah, it's more fun for me.
Are you going to be back for your 10th next year?
You bet.
What's the secret of running the St. George Marathon? For those, you've run 9 of them now. What's the secret for doing well on the St. George Marathon?
Putting in a lot of miles, a lot of long, hard miles, a lot of 20-mile runs, working out on a lot of hills, and practicing on the downhills. You got to be ready for all sorts of terrain for this course. But the biggest key is just being consistent in your training.
Tyrus Dementor mentioned the champion that it wasn't the Vail Hill that got him. It was all those little hills farther on down. Is that the same situation with you?
No, Vail Hill got me this time.
That was the one, huh? Russ Bennett, congratulations. Our number one local finisher. Human interest stories. Brian Benware said we're going to be talking with him in a minute, but I have Kent Wainwright with us right now. Kent, what part of the area are you from? Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Salt Lake City.
From Salt Lake City. Now, part of your story is you're happy to be here, period.
Yeah.
What 6 months ago, what was happening with you?
6 months ago, I was diagnosed with colon cancer, and I had about 8 inches of my colon removed.
6 months ago, and you're running in a marathon at 6 months after having surgery on colon cancer?
Yeah, crazy.
Now, you're a young fella, but
yeah,
still...
28.
Just 28, but still, after cancer surgery, running a marathon. What led you to the marathon?
Well, I've ran it before 3 other times, and I just wanted to prove to myself that I could still get out and do something like this after an operation like that, so...
How soon after the surgery did you go back to running?
It was two and a half months, I think, is when I first was able to start running again.
So you've only been training for 3.5 to 4 months,
yeah,
at the most.
About 4 months, I think.
So you must have been in pretty good shape before the surgery to rebound so fast.
Yeah, I was. It was really a shock. I found out I'd been training, and I found out and went into the hospital a week later and had the operation, and then it was about a month before I could get back to doing anything at all. So
that's pretty frightening. And then you go out and punish yourself on a marathon.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Ken, one of the questions I have is, are you going to do it again?
Yeah, I plan on being back here next year, hopefully.
What's the feelings this time at the end of a marathon as opposed to before? Any different thoughts going
this
through your
one
mind?
This one meant a lot more. I've ran faster marathons, but this one meant more than any of them.
What sort of mental, what sort of thoughts did you have as you crossed the finish line?
That I did it. I actually did it. I was able to fight back from all the problems I've had and was able to finish.
Where do you go next? Are you going to run another marathon between now and the next St. George Marathon?
I might run one next summer, but I'm not really sure yet.
Kent Wainwright, great story. Best of luck to you. Congratulations on your finish today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Kent Wainwright of Salt Lake City, who has battled colon cancer just 6 months ago. Mark, you have some division winners for us?
Yes, I do. In the 19 to 24 age group, David Woods is the champion with a time of 2 hours, 33 minutes, and 51 seconds. Second place was Armand Crespa, 2 hours, 36 minutes, and 5 seconds. And number three was Efren Vargas, 2 hours, 36 minutes, 57 seconds. Again, that's the 19 to 24-year-old. In the 25 to 29, of course, our champion, Tyrus Dementor, at 2 hours, 19 minutes, and 6 seconds. Tyrus is 26 years old. Number two is Clayton Johnson at 2 hours, 23 minutes, 76 seconds. Number three was Binesh Prasad, 2 hours, 25 minutes, 20 seconds. Larry, the Submaster group?
Submaster 30 to 34, Brian Larson, who holds the record for the St. George Marathon, missed breaking his own record by just a little less than 3 minutes. Finished at 2:22.24, finished second overall in the race today. And Brian Larson, the champion there in that Submaster group, his record is 2:19.30. Javier Lara at 2:24.40 finished second in that race and finished with the number two position on that. Brian Benware, where's Brian? Come here. Evan Stapley, come here. You were driving and...